Rob, how would you assess this one in Dallas? Tough night for the Skins.
Yeah, you know, we definitely had a chance to win the game and didn't. You know, that sack fumble was a big part of the game, and just an unfortunate timing for that. I guess I got to get the ball out of my hand. And there's a lot of positives from this game, though. There's no moral victories, but we are getting closer on offense. I think we're right there. We just got to get over that hump, and I think we can do that. You know, we got a formidable opponent coming up against Chicago, so it is not going to get any easier in this league, especially when in your division you're going to have a harder schedule. So we're going to have to dig deep and pull ourselves out of this hole.
Uncharacteristic night for you in a way. The ball seemed to be sailing on you. Were you just so pumped up?
No, I mean, I just think there's a couple throws that I missed. Every quarterback in this league is going to miss some throws, and then there's a couple throws in there that, you know, we just have to complete. We have to complete those balls. The tough, hard catches have to be made. I have to make the hard throws, and we didn't do that tonight, and that was part of the reason why we lost.
On a positive note, Robert, you look like you had some pretty good speed out there. You took advantage of some opportunities running with the football.
Yeah, you know, I'm just, you know, really focusing on being the playmaker that I know I can be. And not letting anybody else tell me how to play this game. You know, I got here for a reason, and, you know, I got to make sure I use all of my abilities to their maximum, and running the ball is one of those. When I do get the opportunity, it's not that I'm looking for it, but if it is there, I will take it.
In a team sense, have you ever faced this type of adversity?
Yeah, I mean, I've faced this type of adversity before, you know, not in high school, but definitely in college. And you just have to continue to go out there and fight and believe in each other. And then as soon as you start finger-pointing, or guys start, you know, dishing blame, that's when you know your team's falling apart. And I definitely don't want that to happen, because I know I'll take responsibility for anything. Anytime we lose, that's my fault. And that's what I'm saying today. It's my fault that we lost the game. I'm not going to put that on anybody else, and I don't expect anybody in that locker room to do it either.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.